So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. Hi, and welcome to the podcast. My name's Dan Latter, and thank you so much for listening. We always appreciate all our listeners. Thank you so much for all the feedback as well. We really appreciate it. So in this podcast, we're going to talk to you about goals outside of business, because, you know, we're just not one-dimensional beings, are we? We are multi-dimensional beings. I'm thinking Douglas Adams, pangalactic, multi-dimensional beings. We have lots of different stuff going on in our lives. We've got wives and girlfriends and husbands and boyfriends and, you know, just sons and daughters and cousins and friends and family and health and finances and money and business and growth and giving back. And this list is just endless. And so, you know, it's like we get this short life, 80 years, and that's it. And we try and fit in as much as we can, as much as possible. And we try not to miss anything out. And so that can be quite hard, because we're clearly missing stuff out, because it's impossible to fill this life so completely that we don't miss anything out. It's just impossible to do that. So what the heck do you put in it then? That's the question, isn't it? You know, do we want to be fulfilled in life? Yeah, that'd be nice. Do we want relationships? Yeah, that'd be nice. Hell, do we want to get laid sometimes? Yeah, that'd be nice. Do we want lots of money? That'd be nice. Do we want respect in the community? Yeah, that'd be lovely. I mean, just, you know, pick a couple. Like, what are you going to do? You can't have all of them. Warren Buffett said this. Get your top 20 in a list, get your top three, look at the other 17 and wave bye-bye to them, because you ain't ever going to get them done or be good at them at any level. So like, basketball is important in my life. And actually my fitness levels have gone up, and my basketball, well, last week I played a game. It was just a scrimmage, so it wasn't a game, but it was 4-on-4, stood outside the 3-point line, jacking threes till the cows came home. I was on fire, and it was like, oh, like I was playing 20 years ago. You know, I'm 47 now, for God's sake. I was playing 20, 25 years ago when I was in my prime. And just unstoppable. Nobody could stop me. They were putting guys right on me, and I was just blowing them out of the water. And you're like, okay, this is really cool. I should really focus on this. I'm 47. Where the hell is that going to go? Other than the internal feelings that feel really good, which they did. So what are you going to do in your life? And, you know, there's so much to choose from. So for me, outside of business, so inside business, there's more money, a bigger business, a self-growing business where I don't actually need to be there to wipe noses, tie shoelaces and button, you know, suits and jackets for the staff. They're not children. They can do it all themselves. And if there's a problem in a property, you know, they can go off and fix it without me even getting involved or even knowing about it. There's a budget, they let me know. Dan, it costs 100 quid, I fixed it, don't worry about it. Great, nice, send 100 quid through, sort that out, done. So, you know, there's all that stuff going on in the business, taking on clients I'm involved with right now, although at some point in the next 15 months, that's not going to be the case. So we're kind of getting ourselves out of a business, so the business runs on its own, and I'm just communicating the values of the business, which is great. It's exactly how it should work. But outside of all of that, what are you going to do? So, and you know, there's lots of different things. If you're single and you want to be in a relationship, then maybe that's it for you. If you're in a relationship and you want to be single, maybe that's it for you. If you're in a relationship with somebody who shouldn't be in a relationship with you because they're in a relationship with somebody else, maybe that's it. Who the hell knows, right? Maybe it's weight loss. Certainly it has been weight loss for me over the last 10 weeks, and we've lost 8 kilos in that time, which is phenomenal. I went running today. I'm fasted today. I'd not eaten since last night, and 15 hours ago was my last food. And I ran 20 minutes, felt lighter than I have done in a long time. And it was the easiest 20-minute run I've done for a long time too. And when I say I hate running, maybe it was because I was just carrying 8 kilos of fat, basically. And quite possibly so. We've still got another 5 kilos to go. And that then ties into my biggest goal outside of business, which really is health. I mean, you know, health is really important, because what's the point on having lots of success if you're too fat to go on a beach and take your top off, you know? If you can't go swimming because you're embarrassed about your body. What's that about? You don't want to go to the barbecue and it's a pool party and you're embarrassed about it. You know, you don't want to do that. So actually the body for me is like a big thing that I want to overcome, a big goal and a big obstacle. And to that end, I was just going through my calendar earlier My goodness me, my calendar is full of health stuff. So, like, Mondays is basketball, we've got 2 hours there, we've got swimming, an hour on Tuesdays, and then indoor shooting practice for 2 hours. and then Wednesday, we've got running for an hour, gym and run. And then Thursday, we've got swimming for an hour and gym and running for an hour. And then Fridays, we've got, what have we got on Fridays? We've got cycling and then running, like road running. So we've got an hour and a half of cycling, then an hour of running, and then gym plus running in the afternoon. I mean, it's all pretty much lined up towards getting healthy and getting fit again. I don't think it will always be as busy as this, but certainly to get this weight off and get the old body back, that's definitely something for me that's been really up there in terms of top three goals that I need to do. And obviously I'm 47, going into my 50s, I don't want to be the equivalent stoneage as I am to my age. And I was definitely heading down that path. So for me, that's what's really important right now, is getting fit and getting the body back and actually not being embarrassed about my body anymore. But what is it for you? And so there's this idea of, you know, business is where we put all our biggest challenges. And I'm like, well, how about this for an idea? How about you don't put your challenges in your business? How about you put them external to your business? How's that for a concept? So there's this idea then of, and I used this once with a client to great success. So he was, you know, running his business and he had all these problems in his business. And the problem for him was he was just so business focused. He wasn't really doing much else outside of business. And that's not a very balanced life. You know, when you do weights, if you do upper body and just, let's say, your biceps, and you do nothing else, the body can't grow because it has to be in balance. So if you just do the arms, you need to do chest and back and triceps and stomach and all of that kind of thing. And if you just do the top half, you have to do the bottom half, which is legs and quads and I was going to say hamstrings, but it's not really a muscle, is it? But you know what I mean? You've got to do all the squats and all of that kind of thing. So you've got to be balanced. And in life, you have to be balanced. And there's too many people that are successful in business that have crap relationships. And there's too many people who've got an amazing relationship, but they haven't got any money. And there's too many people who've got an excellent body, but their relationships are crap and their money's crap. And it's about having this balance between all three, or four, or five, because there's spirituality in there, there's relationships in there, and all this extra stuff, okay? So how about this? How about you put your biggest challenge outside of your biggest challenge? And what do I mean by that? So let's say your biggest challenge right now is cash flow. How about this? How about you go, and this was the advice I gave to my client, how about you go run the three peaks? And he's like, what? I'm sorry, what? Yeah, how about you go do the three peaks? How's that going to help my business? Because you're so focused on your business, that's all you can see. How about you move all the obstacles out of your business and you put them into your personal life? Put them into you going to do the three peaks. And then when you finish your training, you go back to your business and you're like, oh my gosh, these problems are tiny and insignificant compared to, I mean, I've got to go out cycling for God's sake for an hour and a half. I can't think of anything more dull. Luckily, I get back and I can deal with fantastic problems in my business that I now have to overcome. Wonderful. It changes your perspective, and that's the name of the game right now. So you having a biggest goal or a bigger goal outside of business will change the business goals for you. Because no longer are the business goals actually that difficult. It's really easy. You know what you should be doing? You should be creating more content, putting it out, driving more traffic, improving your sales flow and your marketing funnel so that the phone starts to ring and then deliver the product. That's really easy. What's not easy? Going up the three bloody peaks, doing an Ironman. One of my goals, by the way, is to do an Ironman during my 50th year. So when I turn 50, is to do an Ironman. And we're looking at Spartan races and all that kind of thing. And this is why we're running and we're swimming and we're cycling, because that's what we're heading towards. Touch wood, save any kind of injury. Boy, the last thing I want to do is go bloody cycling. But that is a challenge. And if I can do that challenge, all these other challenges that I actually enjoy in my business, they're really easy. It's the difficult challenges. It's doing the stuff when you don't want to do it. That's the hard stuff. And if you can overcome that stuff, then you also will get more powerful and stronger than you've ever been. But most people don't do that. They're just, well, no, my problems in business are too big, Dan. You don't understand just how big my problems are. My problems are so big, I can't do anything else. No, no, no. It's going to ruin my relationship with my wife and my kids. It's going to ruin everything, but that's okay because my problems in business, they're so big. It's complete bollocks. Pardon the French there, but it's absolutely true. There is no problem that you're having to overcome right now that somebody else hasn't already overcome it, that has been in a worse situation. I guarantee it. We've had people in Nazi concentration camps coming through that have gone through significant trauma, and you're worried because you can't make payroll this month. Your problems in business are not big enough. And more than that, your problems elsewhere in your life are not big enough. Because you need something to get really worried about that makes your problems in your business look quite simple. Well, I haven't got enough payroll. Well, you need to fix that. You need to cut payroll or you need to increase income. There's only two or three things that you can do on that. Cut your costs, cut your payroll, for example, or close more business, or close more repeat business, or increase the average order value. There's only three things you can do to increase business. Anyway, increase average order value, increase the amount of times a person places that order, and increase the amount of new customers that you've got. That's the triangle that Action Coach always probably still do after 20 years, show and educate people that have never seen it before. But in your life, you need to be having bigger obstacles. Life's hard enough as it is. At least pick an obstacle that you know that you want to overcome. Then let life give you these obstacles that it has chosen to kick your ass, and then you're the victim here. Whereas go run the marathon. Have that for an obstacle. The hour or 2 hours that you're out training every week or every twice a week or every three times a week on a Sunday morning, that's a great time for you to run. What else are you going to think about other than your business? And you're going to be solving so many problems doing that stuff. So this is why I like to have challenges outside of doing what I already do. Like, there are already challenges inside of what I already do. And, you know, they're hard enough as they are. How about I create some outside? I know it sounds counterintuitive, but you focusing on the stuff outside that's external, when you solve those problems, you'll magically find that the problems inside of your business, they get fixed as well. So look, quick one there. I just wanted to share that. I hope you find that immensely valuable. Honestly, when I'm listening to the words coming out of my mouth and I'm like, oh my gosh, if only people knew what gold this was. Absolute nuggets. And when I look at, I mean, our stats are pretty good anyway for people downloading it, but how many actually listen to the end? How many people actually take this stuff on board? Not many. I guarantee it's not many. Yeah, they listen to it, but this stuff, this is gold mine stuff that actually, when you start implementing it, your life will change for the better. I hope that's useful for you. We'll catch up with you in the next podcast. My name's Dan Latta, and we'll speak to you soon. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.